This is Ozarks at Large. There is an addition to the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. The Steinway Grand inside the studio now bears a plaque commemorating the piano in memory of Mary Baker Rumsey and signifying the piano as a gift from Mark and Victoria Rumsey and the employees of Zero Mountain Incorporated. Yesterday afternoon, the piano was officially dedicated in Mary Baker Rumsey's honor.
My name is Aurelien Bocard. I'm from Switzerland. I grew up in Geneva, and I'm studying here at the University of Arkansas. I'm doing an artistic diploma with Yoram Margulis, and I am the assistant of the opera department with Christopher Lacey.
Aurelien Bocard performed Chopin on the Mary Baker Rumsey piano yesterday for that dedication. We'll hear more from him and from Christopher Lacey from the University of Arkansas Music Faculty in a bit. But first, more about the piano's namesake, Mary Baker Rumsey, from Mark Rumsey of Fort Smith.
My grandmother, and who the Steinway's named for, was actually a West Texas girl and grew up in Weatherford. And had a great love of music, studied. She wanted to be the first female concert pianist. And she studied in Paris for 2 years until World War I broke out in 1914, and then studied in New York for 2 years, where her teacher told her, Mary, if you just practice, you could be the greatest pianist in the world. So why don't you go back to Texas or Oklahoma or wherever you're from out there and marry somebody. She took his advice. And anyway, she instilled in her grandchildren a great love of music. And from her West Texas heritage, we had the privilege of knowing Van Cliburn very well, who was from Fort Worth. And Van Cliburn would come up and play a concert every year for the Oklahoma City Symphony. And it was just amazing. And then he would say at my grandmother's house where they would play her Steinway, he'd play a piece, she'd play a piece. And it was just an incredible period in my life.
So you actually can remember being at your grandmother's house.
Oh, absolutely.
And Van Cliburn and your grandmother trading turns at the piano.
Yeah, and playing duets.
Mark says he did inherit his love of music from his grandmother, though he doesn't play an instrument. And the love of music has extended down at least another Rumsey generation to Mark's son Joe, who also works at Zero Mountain in Fort Smith. Joe admits to quite a fondness of music as well.
I love music. I mean, I was in Colorado actually past two weekends going out to music festivals out there. And I might kind of look at my schedule throughout the year, and it's I've almost have everything kind of based around music.
Zero Mountain, the Rumsey's business, has long supported music in the community, including a deep relationship with the Fort Smith Symphony. Mark and Joe Rumsey say a performance from the symphony is a treat, but a rehearsal under the direction of conductor John Jetter can be almost as enlightening, and not just for music lovers.
John is the glue that holds the whole thing together, but people really, corporations really, need to get their management in to watch one of his rehearsals, because you know, you're sitting there with the whole orchestra, and then the magic is how they choreograph it. And it's applicable, certainly, in business.
It's an interesting thing because it is a management technique to be a conductor.
Mm-hmm.
You have, I don't know how many, depending on the symphony and depending on the piece, you have scores of musicians. You have to make them work as a team. You have to respect them. And you have to bring them together, but you do have to be a leader as well.
He's managing.
Is that applicable to business?
But yeah, now, same thing.
And the thing, that his magic is the way that he relates to the individual in the orchestra, because he never says anything negative, and these people love playing for him. What more can you ask for? I mean, it's just really something.
So potential CEOs could learn a lot by watching John Jetter.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're going to, or anywhere in the world, go watch a symphony play. You know, you get to see it. And I always think about one comment. Well, the violins were kind of swimming at this point or something like that. And, you know, these guys, they're incredible. And their organizational skills are unsurpassed. But he places himself in the musician's shoes. And that's, to me, that's the, you treat your people the way you want to be treated. And that's the key to everything. You know, and in our organization, we have titles for the outside, but inside, you know, we're all there to work together to create a, provide good service to our customers. And it's the same thing.
What do you think your grandmother would say if you her that there's a piano now named in her honor, a Steinway?
She'd be thrilled. Absolutely thrilled. I don't know. I can't think of a better way of paying tribute to her. And, of course, our organization, without her, we wouldn't be here today. Because when Zero Mountain started up, there was really nothing there. And Don's dad, John, talked to Joe Romsey, my father, and said, Joe, if you can just hang on for a little while longer, I think you'll have something that people will use in this area. And he was really about to pull the plug on it, and my grandmother wrote the last infusion check of $25,000, which was an enormous amount of dough in the early 60s. And she was right, you know. So anyway, I wouldn't be here.
You said she was ahead of her time. And sounds like she was always ahead of her time.
And so was her son, Joe. And just kind of laughing about certain things. I mean, a true futurist.
The first performance on the officially dedicated Steinway was yesterday afternoon when Aurelien Bocard sat down at the Mary Baker Rumsey piano. Before he played Chopin, he sat down in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with one of the members of the music faculty at the university, Christopher Lacey. Christopher is the director of the opera program at the University of Arkansas. Aurelien has worked with Lacey during his time at the U of A. I asked Aurelien how a native of Geneva, Switzerland, lands in Fayetteville.
I met my teacher, Jörg Margulis, in Germany, and I mean, it didn't happen like in 2 months, it happened like in several years, and he gave me the opportunity to come here at the University of Arkansas, and I kind of jumped on this opportunity. It was that was such a great adventure.
Mm-hmm. When did you sit down at the piano for the first time? When did that start?
I was 8 years old. And my mom used to play the piano, so I grew up with the piano at home. But I wouldn't say that I was like a prodigy child at all. I mean, it came a little bit later when I was maybe 13, 14. I really enjoyed playing the piano much more, improvisation to things like that.
Did you know then at 13 or 14 that it would be something you would like to pursue as a profession?
I mean, it's a difficult question. I always wanted to do it, but I was interested in many other things. So I didn't directly study the piano. I studied at University of Arkansas, German and musicology to become first a teacher. Mm-hmm. But when I was like 21, 22, I realized that I really wanted to play the piano.
A few moments ago when you were at the piano, not yet for the performance, but practicing, rehearsing. Mm-hmm. I was watching you, and I was watching you, Chris. And when you were done, it looked like you were having a conversation about the music. What are those conversations like with?
Well, Jura is actually Aurelien's teacher,
sure.
And he really teaches him the mechanics. But what I do is I coach what I hear the interpretation, and if there's something that I feel could be a little more I don't want to use the word exaggerated, but certainly emphasized, let's put it that way. I call it to his attention. And we have very, very different musical personalities, which has been a really great learning experience for both of us, mm-hmm. even though I'm 30 years older than he is. But he has a more subdued and intellectual kind of style, and I'm a much more theatrical kind of person. And you put the two styles together, and you kind of get the kind of an ideal style. So if I feel like he's being a little bit too introspective, you probably saw me in there throwing my arms around.
You weren't throwing them. You were just kind of making a waving motion.
Right. And just sort of reminding him that through certain kinds of things, we see his personality, and that's what we're interested in, is his personality, and don't hide that.
University of Arkansas, now Steinway School. Mm-hmm. If you're playing on the campus, you're playing a Steinway. We have the Steinway here that's being dedicated. Does that make a difference to a pianist if you're going from only Steinway to Steinway? I mean, is there something similar with the instrument, providing it's in tune and things like that?
Yeah, of course there is something. I mean, the mechanics is very subtle. I always make the comparison with amazing cars, you know? I mean, if you're driving a Ferrari, I'm pretty sure that some people that collect, that have a collection of four or five Ferraris, I mean, enjoy driving those Ferraris, you know,
right.
Because they don't feel the same. Although the mechanics, it's so subtle, is kind of similar, but they don't feel the same. And for the Steinway, it's exactly, I mean, I would say the same. I mean, it's really like comfortable to play on this piano, and there are a lot of possibilities, but every piano is different.
Aurelien Bacard helped formally dedicate the musical Ferrari at KUAF yesterday, the freshly dedicated Mary Baker Rumsey piano in the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF. We also heard from Christopher Lacey from the University of Arkansas Music Department and from Mark and Joe Rumsey from Zero Mountain in Fort Smith.
Thank you.